Takutai Moana, Tash Kemp, is the MP for Tamaki Makaurau. It's got a nice ring to it, Tash, hasn't it?
Morena, Dale.
It's got a nice ring to it, hasn't it? Sounds good.
It has.
That sounds pretty good.
Sounds fab.
What about Politicians Hip Hop Club? That sounds pretty good too.
Yeah, if we're all going in the right direction.
That's right. Some would be distinctly out of step. Of all the politicians, Tash, which ones do you think would be the most unco on the dance floor?
Oh, look, I would hate to say it. I've got to question the old Matua Shane Jones, you know, and his antics and Matua Winnie. But you just never know in that, buddy. There's a lot of surprises coming out of there.
Yeah, it is quite concerning, though, in all seriousness. Look, firstly, Tash, congratulations. The chance to represent in this way falls on few. And so now you've got an opportunity to effect some change, particularly for those Māori who call Auckland home, and there are plenty of us. But you'd know that because you've been right in the heart of it all at Manurewa Marae, and I'm guessing that that means that you have to step aside as the CEO there. What would you say about the role that the marae has had in preparing you for this next step in life?
Oh, nga mihi, Dale. I mean, it's a huge privilege and honour to be able to represent Tamaki Makaurau as our new MP. I have stepped aside as the CEO of Manurewa Marae, and that is now the role of Hilda Peters, who is acting in the role in that space at Manurewa Marae. I think the Marae has played a huge, you know, role in manaakitanga te whānau over the years, especially through COVID. Now, you know, we're getting into, it's Christmas time, a time of year where whānau are struggling, a time of year where whānau always find it very, very hard. And the marae is there, and now they're in the 3 days of Christmas with Auckland City Mission. So the marae will continue to do the mahi that they do, which is to manaaki whānau. And I'm always very proud of the mahi that Manurewa Marae do, but not just Manurewa Marae, Papakura Marae, Ngāwhare Wātea, Rua Pōtaka, Huani Waititi, Ōrākei, all our marae do huge amounts of work as we lead up into Christmas, knowing the struggle that whānau are going to be under.
Yeah, tēnā koe, all the best to Hilda as well. I'm looking forward to talking with her. Hey, Tash, so I saw your maiden speech, and this is a great opportunity to reflect on those who have been in your corner through life and resulting in you being in the big house. So congratulations there. But there's a lot to learn about process in there, and it seems so institutionalised, doesn't it? I'm not saying that we don't have our tikanga and kawa in a Māori sense, but there's a lot of pomp and pageantry, etc., involved with Parliament. How have you found adjusting to that or even having to sit up straight when a lot of it occurs?
I think one of the biggest tips they gave you was when the person in front of you is speaking in the House, make sure you're interested because there's cameras everywhere in that, buddy, and you'll get a shot that you don't want. One of the things I think is very interesting about Paremata is, like you say, the process or their tikanga. It isn't easy to adjust to. I mean, it'll take time, but and we're still learning. It's only been 2 weeks for me in Paremata, so it's new. But once you understand standing orders, the speaker's rulings, you know, it's a lot of things you've got to read and learn up on and understand how you can utilise those standing orders and rulings to make it work for us, because it doesn't work for us. Yeah, we don't fit inside the box, so we have to find ways to make it work for us and for our people.
Many Māori, our hearts have been sinking at what appears to be a concerted effort to demoralise us and to suppress us, as somebody's fought hard for Māori rights in your previous iterations of Māori. How do you feel when you're in there and seeing left, right and centre our people, our initiatives, our aspirations being squeezed?
It's very disheartening, very sad, actually, to see it and actually hear it. And the wairua of it, it's actually not a nice place to be in. And you have to, you know, get thick skin. You have to be able to not take it personally, but you have to be able to interpret what they're saying to be able to, you know, bring it back out of that whare into our communities and talk about it. I think there's more ways that we can inform and advocate for our whānau by having more kōrero, more wānanga about what is actually happening. And, I mean, you've seen it already with Toitū Te Tiriti and our whānau uprising. You know, it's a message to the government that we're not going away, that we don't agree with their repealing of you know, different bills, the way that they talk about the tiriti, the way that they want to remove our reo. And we're saying to the government, this is not good enough. We're meant to be a partner, but this is our whānau and our people standing up. But not just our tangata whenua, tangata tiriti as well, joining that fight. And there's going to be many more instances over the coming months our whānau are going to stand up. You can already see Māori moving and mobilising, you know, in the new year. The kingitanga are having their hui on the 20th of January, and that's the beginning of our people mobilising.
Tēnā koe, Tash. It's going to be an interesting year, can't help but be. Look, you're in as the MP for Tāmaki Makaurau, and you've got a leader here in the city. I was surprised that there wasn't a stronger relationship between Penny and Brown across the last year. But Wayne Brown is something of a polarising personality. Some find him bullish. You're going to have to go in and bat for Māori support in our country's biggest Māori city. How do you feel about going up, not necessarily against Wayne Brown, but certainly you've got to stand your ground as the MP for our Māori people?
Oh, definitely. And the great thing about the space that I'm in is that we have many other Māori leaders that will be there to support our stand against a council, and we've got to be able to advocate for our people. So what I see this role as, it's not just I'm the face, but there are many of us behind us that are mobilising to ensure that we get those right messages out to people like Brown, to council and other government agencies that we need to advocate for our whānau for.
Well, congratulations, sis. It's happened, hasn't it? The dream has come to fruition. And I was congratulating John yesterday on what can only be described as one of the most most significant political plays, and I don't mean to be disrespectful using that term, that I can witness in recent times, Māori, the 6 seats that were gained by Te Pāti Māori. So it's a heady time, but there's important work. And as you touched on in your maiden speech last week, our whānau are watching us. It couldn't be a truer word spoken.
Yes, and exactly. And my message is, you know, for our... My message was to the government, but particularly to Minister Tama Pōtaka, who is my whanaunga. I mean, you know what our whānau are like. They're relentless. So... it was a word really of encouragement for him too, to always know our whānau are watching. And yes, I'm the MP for Tāmaki, and there are a lot of whānau in Tāmaki, but our own whānau back home, you know, of Mokaipātea are watching. So, you know, and whānau will ring you and tell you they're not happy, or I'll ask you questions. So for us, we have our commitment to our constituents, but we also have a responsibility to our own hapū and iwi.
All the best for the summer. Taku Taimwana Tash Kemp, MP for Tamaki Makaurau. Like I say, it's got a good ring about it, and we'll get some new Nikes for Winston so you can get them in your hip-hop class when you start off down at the big house.
Good I'll be happy to give them to him. Kia ora.
Thanks, Tash. Have a good Christmas.